I come from a place of feeling like I do not know half of myself. I come from a place of ignoring the fact that the third Sunday of June is Father's Day. I come from a place of searching and wondering where he is. But I also come from a place of greatness, happiness, and beauty. I come from a kind-hearted, passionate, courageous, and independent line of women. And although I feel sometimes that I do not know half of myself, the half that I do know is strong and powerful and inspired by the women who have come before me. The family history I know begins with my grandma Lucille. She lived in Grenada her whole life, raised her children, and worked hard in a cigarette factory. But when her children grew up and left, she retired. My grandma could have gotten up every day, watched a soap opera, and gone to bed for the rest of her retirement. However, she decided to leave an impact on the world instead. My grandma started helping the homeless. Strangers who knew Lucille Cummings knew they could stop by because she always had a warm meal ready for those in need. My grandma then left this world on July 19th, 2012, but not without having an impact on so many. Her journey from a typical mother to the feeder of the homeless in Bolio, Grenada inspired me. I am from the kind-hearted and the passionate. I am from Lucille Cummings. I am also from Kristen Cummings, her daughter. My mother was 32 years old when she packed her bags in Grenada to live a better life in America. My mother wanted to live the American dream and strive for opportunities in the workforce that she could never get back home in Grenada. She did not find the best job, and she hasn't gotten great pay, but she has survived. Never once did she look back on where she would have been had she never moved to America. She kept walking forward. Hers is the typical immigrant story you often hear, but my mother trekked on this life-changing journey all on her own, and her journey inspired me. I am from the courageous and independent. I am from Kristen Cummings. But I'm also from myself. I'm kind-hearted and passionate like my grandma. I always make sure that I give back to the community and even go to my school during summer break to organize workbooks and clean out the classroom for the new school year. I'm courageous, and I always try to take new paths different from the rest. My journey has taken me to new places, new adventures, beyond the imaginations of Grandma Lucille and my mother. Although I'm inspired to be like the females who have come before me in my family, I am different. I am inspired to pursue an education, one my mother and grandmother back in Grenada never had the opportunity to pursue. But I do. That is why I value my education so highly. That is why I constantly remind myself of how I was able to draw the conclusion that hard work, energy, and motivation is the key to achieving any goal in an educational path. And that is why, so many years ago when I was a little girl standing on stage to receive a medal for being on the honor roll, I felt something I never felt before. It was a sense of pride. It was a feeling I never wanted to let go of. To this day, I stand in my room and gaze at that medal hanging on my bedpost that I put there so many years ago. I stare at it when I feel overwhelmed with work and pressure and life, and it helps me to remember the moment I knew that I was going to change my life. And the way I was going to do that was through education. This is my journey.